Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a Hay House author and spiritual life and business coach. I'm here to help you harness your inner world as an entrepreneur so that you can unleash your full power and profits, taking you behind the scenes of your business and giving you everything you need to make energy a key part of your strategy for success. It's completely possible to have clarity, inner peace, and balance as you climb the ladder to six and seven figures in your solo business. So let me show you how as we dive into another episode of Spiritual Success. Oh my goodness. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast, or for some of you, welcome back. I have so much to talk to you about today because I haven't had a podcast in months and I've actually had two different podcasts. So if you're an OG, you've been here for years, you'll remember when I used to have the Spiritual Success Podcast with Liz Roberta and I actually ended it because I went traveling. So I no longer had my podcast equipment. I was moving around constantly, living in Airbnbs for a year and a half. So I decided to end that podcast and I have been running it for about 2 years, had lots of incredible guests on there. Then when I was in Costa Rica, I really got the urge to start one up again and I just recorded it into my phone notes and it was called the Untethered Expression Podcast. But I wasn't doing it regularly and I thought, okay, I'll just create episodes whenever I feel inspired. But the problem with that is that there is always more pressing things happening. There are always more urgent things to do. So it just really got pushed to the side. And then I moved back to England and I've now been here for 2 months. And Ali is just about to start a year-long woodwork course on Monday, which is a few days away when I'm recording this. So it's all change. And that is the first reason why I wanted to start the podcast back up again, because I have a house, I have my own office, which is just so amazing when you haven't had one for so long. I have a whiteboard, I've got a wall covered in post-it notes in front of me, the people who are in Spiritual Coaching Academy this round, the people who are in Elevate, my mastermind this round. I've got some post-it notes for the structure of my second book proposal, which I'm about to start working on. And I have my own space and it is just amazing, as well as my equipment, of course. So now that I'm settled in a house, I thought, okay, I can do the podcast again and I can do it regularly. So it's going to be out every single Wednesday. I absolutely loved having a podcast for that regular connection with my audience and for interviewing guests. When I was traveling, some of the people that I met up with were people that I'd interviewed on the podcast. So I made so many incredible connections in the industry from having my podcast. So I really missed that. And I thought it was time to start it back up again, partly for that, so I can connect with people. I love hearing people's stories and talking to people who are experts in their field. Now, something really, really fortunate happened in that time between podcasts. So when I first did the podcast, my Spiritual Success podcast, the name Spiritual Success was actually taken by someone else. So I had to call mine the Spiritual Success Podcast with Liz Roberta, this really long, clunky name, because someone else just had Spiritual Success, two words. However, now that I have come back around to it a few years later, that person has changed their podcast and Spiritual Success was available. And it just felt like it was meant to be. It felt like this was the time to do the podcast, third time round, third time lucky, and I was able to get that name, Spiritual Success, that I wanted all along. From the very beginning, since 2019, I wanted it to just be Spiritual Success because that was the coaching program I was running at the time, but that name wasn't available. But now, fast forward to 2023, that name has finally become available and I have claimed it and it is the name of this podcast. Now I had a bit of a shower moment as well when I was doing the Untethered Expression podcast and it was an oh crap moment because I'd called it Untethered Expression. It was all about unleashing your authenticity and like just letting your energy flow without containing it for anyone else. So Untethered Expression felt like a good name for a podcast. It was also inspired by a book I love called The Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer. However, I was in the shower washing my hair And then I realized, oh crap, in the back of Living in Tune, it says, go to my podcast, The Spiritual Success Podcast with Liz Roberta. And I was like, oh, okay. By this point, I've sold a lot of books all over the world. And everyone is being sent to this podcast that doesn't exist anymore. It's now the Untethered Expression podcast. So that was a very big motivator as well to go back to spiritual success. What I love about the spiritual success title as well is that it balances the masculine and the feminine energies, which is what I am all about. I use the word balance intentionally in the podcast intro and in all of my programs. I am always talking about balancing the masculine and the feminine energies because that is how you have optimal energy flow. So with the spiritual part, you've got the feminine. With the success part, you have that masculine drive. So I love putting those two words together because it balances the masculine and the feminine. You can be successful and you can be spiritual. You can use your spirituality to make you more successful in a really fun, flowy, aligned way without sacrificing who you really are at your core, your soul essence. So this podcast, version 3, Spiritual Success, will be running every Wednesday. I'm going to have some guests, but not super regularly, because I already have guests in my Sacred Sisters community and I speak in other people's masterminds, I go on other people's podcasts, and it just becomes a lot to be having a lot of guests on the podcast as well as in Sacred Sisters. So it's a lot to organize. So I thought, okay, I'll have sporadic guests as they arise, as I invite them on. So there will be some guests, but it's going to be majority solo episodes and they will be weekly. And I'm super excited because of the power of number 3. Now, I have a massive belief around this, and it was really interesting. As you'll hear in episode 2 coming up next, I've taken that one episode out from my first podcast and relaunched it, added it back into this podcast, as I'll explain on the next episode. And even within that, back in 2021, I was talking about how 3 was such an important number on my book journey. I applied to Hay House 3 times. It was a 3-year journey, and all of these 3s were woven into the experience. And I have a very, very strong belief about the power of the number 3. And I have a very clear memory of when I was a child and I was walking upstairs in my pajamas singing, 3 is a magic number. And it was on an advert at the time, I think. And I remember singing it. But you know, those flashback memories from childhood that are so crystal clear. And I remember singing that song. And I've always had this belief that 3 is very, very powerful and very, very magical. And our beliefs are what come true. So I think it's partly because of that, because I have this belief that 3 is a magic number. It's a very, very powerful number. That then proves true to me because I believe it so strongly and I incorporate it into all of my programs. I have 21 questions in Living in Tune because 21 is divisible by 3 and 2 plus 1 equals 3. And, you know, Spiritual Coaching Academy is 12 weeks for the same reason. 12 is divisible by 3, 1 plus 2 equals 3. So I'm always kind of weaving it in throughout my different programs and offerings because of the magical power of the number 3. And like I say, part of that is just because I believe it, so it proves true. But also it's because you have this process of swinging too far one way, swinging too far the other way, and then landing in the middle. It's like the Goldilocks story of 3 bears. One's too big, one's too small, and one's just right. And I find that to be true in life. For example, the fact that I applied 3 times to Hay House for a book, the first one wasn't right, the second one wasn't right. But by the 3rd attempt, I had learned everything I needed to from those first 2 attempts. And I had been able to balance between them what worked and what didn't work and use that information to land at that perfect 3rd spot that got me in. So we can often swing too far one way, too far the other way, and then land in the middle where it is just right. It creates this middle between the 2 extremes, the polarities of the masculine and the feminine. And by that 3rd time lucky, we have learned what we needed to learn in order to have success that 3rd time. Also, we have the shape of the triangle, which is three sides, one of the strongest shapes in the whole universe. And people also say that bad things happen in threes as well. I know I've definitely done this where something goes wrong, something else goes wrong, and you're like, right, what's the third thing then? Because three is a powerful number. Three, for some reason, is a magical number. And when we look at photography, we have the rule of thirds. You imagine a photo in three sections to create balance and harmony within the image. And the same is true in writing as well. When you're writing lists, there is a rule that you ideally want to have three things in that list. And this is something that I use all the time when I'm writing for a book or a blog or a social media post. If I'm creating a written list, I will make sure there's three things within that list. And you could try this. If you make a list with two things or four things or five things in a sentence, it doesn't feel or look as right. It's not as effective as having three things within that written list. Now, I'm not the only person who loves the number three. Nikola Tesla, who invented the Tesla coil, who I definitely feel an attachment to. When I read about him, I'm like, damn, I so resonate with his vibe. He, like Einstein, had a very strong connection to the universe and said a lot of spiritual quotes. And when I was traveling in 2013, I did a trip all around Europe and I went to Serbia and we went to the Nikola Tesla Museum. So I feel connected to him because of that. And that was my first proper interaction with him. And he invented the Tesla coil. Of course, his name has now inspired the brand Tesla, the Tesla electric cars that Elon Musk is creating. And Nikola Tesla created huge advancements in electricity. And he actually used to walk around a building three times before entering it. So he used to walk around three times and then walk in the door, and he would only stay in hotel rooms that were either number three or divisible by three. He also had an obsession with the combination 369, and he said that the secrets to unraveling the universe were somewhere within this combination of 369. And I've taught about it in Spiritual Coaching Academy. The first week is all about powerful intention setting and goal setting. And in the live session, we do some of that. And I teach them about the 369 method of manifesting, which is from Tesla. He used to do it. In the morning, you write what you want three times. In the middle of the day, you write it out six times. At the end of the day, you write it out nine times. And you do that every day. 369. You're writing out that same intention three times, six times, nine times, because he so believed in the power of the number of three, especially when it was multiplied. And even today, modern scientists think that these are vectors of the fourth dimension. And this is what Tesla was trying to prove all his life, that a fourth dimension existed and you could access it via the numbers 3, 6, and 9. And the reason that they're special is because when, for example, cells divide and multiply, they start off as 1, then it splits into 2, then they split into 4, and then 8, and then 16, and so on. So a lot of the time within nature and the universe, it's actually quite hard to get these numbers of 3, 6, and 9. So there is this opinion that maybe these are special numbers, and maybe it's how you access some other realm that isn't the physical realm that we're living in with our physical bodies. So it's very, very interesting that I've always had this connection to the number three, because there may be more to it. And this is something that physicists and scientists are also aware of as well, this magical number of three. And ancient Egyptians, they used to build pyramids in groups of threes in Giza. And of course, they are triangular shapes made into a prism because of the strength of the triangle, which is three-sided. So I love the number three. This is podcast 3.0, the third version of the podcast, the Spiritual Success Podcast. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to have you here. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe. There's going to be weekly episodes. And as it's the first week, I wanted to make sure you had something else to get your teeth into, to listen to. So there is a second episode, which is out already. And then from now on, it will be every single Wednesday. And if you're subscribed, you'll get access to all of those. I'm going to book in some amazing guests. I'm going to be talking about energy, manifesting, healing, spirituality, business, marketing, branding, all the things. I am so excited to have you here for the journey. Thank you for listening. And there is so much more to come on the Spiritual Success Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, let me know by sharing it to your stories and tagging me on Instagram at I Am Liz Roberta, which is where I'm usually hanging out between recording podcast episodes. You can download my free business activation there too and see what gorgeous groups I'm running right now, whether it's Spiritual Coaching Academy, Sacred Sisters, or my High Level Elevate Mastermind. And one last thing, remember to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, because I will be back with a new episode next week. So sending lots of love, and I'll see you then.